Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everybody. I know we all out there really want to learn how to change our habits and our patterns and how we can actualize change in our life and how we can motivate. Our guest, Dr. Carrie Prezant, has helped thousands of clients find the motivation they need to change their habits. He is an internist, a hematologist, an oncologist, and an expert in healthcare. He's the author of 400 scientific medical articles. Welcome, Dr. Carrie, to the show. How are you?
Thank you very much, Erica.
Good. Good. I just wanted to talk about how you really help people motivate for change and how they could take the steps. What would you tell people to do first?
Well, I think it's very important to know that most people, when it comes to their own health, usually procrastinate and put things off. It's much easier to do your shopping and do things from a day-to-day that you have to take care of. And you put off one of the very most important things that you can do, which is to change your lifestyle habits, to change your health care habits in order to get a more healthy and longer life. And so getting yourself motivated to actually do something gives you more confidence, it gives you more health, it increases your own self-image, and it really empowers you to continue to make very, very important changes in your life. And so since we know that most human illnesses are lifestyle related, certainly heart disease with diet and stress and exercise and avoiding smoking, diabetes with diet and exercise, and cancer, my specialty, with regard to diet and using nutritional types of approaches and exercise, as well as seeing your physician. All of those things are very, very important, and you can make those changes in your life. To motivate those changes, I think it's really important to rely on the closest people to you as a very first type of step. Those people that you'd really look at would be your spouse or partner, your very dearest friends, your very dearest relatives, who you can be honest with, and you can say, gee, you know, I don't think I've got a very healthy diet. I don't think I'm this smoking or this exposure to alcohol or drugs or my lack of exercise, I don't think these things are very good, or my stress is too high. I really want to change. You know, can you work with me to help to really change these things and be my my inspiration and my my person who's looking after me a bit as well? So that's the very first. Second thing is to have a doctor, because today we're all required to have health insurance. Everybody should logically have a doctor. Even if you don't have health insurance, you should have a physician who is your primary care physician, and you should be talking with that doctor, not about just, oh, take care of my sore throat or take care of this little thing on my skin that hurts, but really talk with them about, doctor, I'm really interested in health, in wellness, and in preventing all of the serious kinds of diseases that we have, certainly heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes. All these things are really, really important, and get the doctor to pay attention to what you do, your health, your lifestyle, your family history, and get the doctor to pay attention to what kinds of screening tests you should have and what kinds of changes you should make. And then we know that there are a lot of aids that you can have that help you to do things. For example, if you are addicted to smoking, the doctor can help you with smoking cessation programs. If you are overweight, then a dietitian can help you with getting a better diet, and you can do aids yourself, like logging in everything that you eat and making certain that you know how much you're taking in every day. And certainly lack of exercise. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what about exercise? How could someone motivate to start to set those new habits?
Well, there's a couple of different things which I recommend to my patients. First of all, the patient should understand that exercise is really beneficial for preventing cancer, preventing heart disease, preventing diabetes. And so as a result, exercise, you have to get yourself motivated to exercise, and certainly that's where a partner, spouse, friends help to have joint exercise with them. Secondly, you can buy one of these little aids that you put on your wrist, like one of the kinds is Fitbit, but they have about 10 other brands that are out there now, that actually records how much exercise you're doing. Thirdly, you can join either a gym or an exercise program or an exercise support group and do it with other people, make friends along the way, and indeed get yourself inspired to do more exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a client that keeps her shoes right next to her bed, and she takes out her clothes the night before, and she gets everything set up so that she can't really give herself an excuse. And I just think it's you know, if people have to take those teeny tiny, you know, micro steps, then that's what they have to do. And like you said, getting a workout buddy or holding yourself accountable in that way is really helpful too.
I think that in that regard, we find that procrastination is easiest first thing in the morning when you get up and you say, oh, I want to check my emails. Oh, I want to have a good breakfast. But it's really much better if you're looking at exercise to do just what you have you had with your client, and that's to you know, have something that reminds you that the most important thing you can start off with is exercise. Once you've done that, your whole day becomes empowered to do everything else, and you have so much more self-confidence and pride in yourself. You get to the end of the day, and you say, okay, now it's my chance to exercise, and you say, oh, but I'm pooped, and I don't have time for that. I've got all the other family things going on and whatnot, and I can easily put this off till tomorrow. Procrastination puts it off till tomorrow, and that's dangerous for everybody.
It is. Procrastination is a killer a lot of the times. And and I think it's wonderful that people, you know, try to start their day out no matter what. It's like a non-negotiable. Like, this is, I'm going to wake up, have a healthy breakfast. And you know, I tell people now with technology at our fingertips that there's so many recipes online. There's, like you said, so many apps that can track what you're eating, how many calories in and out. And, you know, for people to utilize all of these options out there. I mean, yes, obviously, going to a doctor is so important and imperative to do. And on top of that, there's also all these new ways in which people can start to track their physical health. And also, I wanted to talk to you, too. What would you say on an internal level? The physical health obviously has to be important, but also the mental and emotional health.
That's really, really important. And I think that we know that stress and we know that worry, we know that loss of loved ones and the consequent grief, all these things can really reduce the body's immune response. We know it's associated with higher risks of heart disease and high blood pressure and stroke and even cancer. And because of that, it's very important to recognize if you're suffering from these things, get your doctor to be involved, get your family to be involved, but also think about having counseling sessions to help you to do things. Even just if you recognize that you just can't get yourself motivated to make these changes in your life to get a healthier lifestyle, consider having counseling to try and get tips from a professional such as yourself to say, what can I do to get myself going? What are my obstacles that prevent me from doing this, and how can I overcome those? And lastly, I mean, consider support groups. We know support groups have been so important for overcoming various kinds of addiction. But we know that support groups are also there for people who are overweight. Support groups are there for people who have too much stress in their lives. Consider a support group so you know that you are not alone. And other people have methods to help to solve this. Support groups can be very empowering and get you to move forward. Because you know, with the next meeting of the support group, you have to report on how well you did. And you have to be honest with yourself as to how well you have accomplished things. And using a diary so that you can rate each day, did I do a good job today on my problems, or did I just take care of little things that are much less important, that becomes very empowering for people as well. And I know that even personally in our family, we've used this to help to inspire us to do better and better each day.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Kerry Prezant. You could find Dr. Kerry at survivingamericanmedicine.com. Thank you so much for, you know, sharing with us today this important information. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us today, and stay well.